The Brewers trying to inch closer to the idle Cubs in the NL Central. Neil Walker returning to his hometown of Pittsburgh, signing some autographs. Brent Suter on the hill, looking good.
Mercer swings and misses. And the payoff pitch, runners go, swing and a miss. The 1-0 pitch to Braun. This is hit in the air, deep left field, barely moving his loop low. He looks up. Bye-bye baseball. Ryan Braun, for the 17th time this year, goes deep. Tyone's 2-1 pitch to Walker. Lined into center field, down for a base hit. VR will score easily from third. Sogard going to be held at third. And Neil Walker drives in a run with an RBI single. And it's 2-0 Crew here in the sixth.
And that one's hit sharply. Oh, it gets by Mercer into center field. Walker is coming in to score. And the Brewers take a 3-0 lead. Phillips able to cut it off. Polanco is going to test his arm. The throw to second. The tag is out. The Pirates are going to have a look at this. The umpire's decision. It is an out, and the game is over. And Brett Phillips shows off that 80 arm once again.
Corey Knebel is 36 save as the Brewers win for the eighth time in 10 games, taking out the Pirates 3-0. The Pirates have now lost 6 in a row in 11 of their last 12. The Brewers have now won 8 of 10. Manager Craig Counsell spoke after.
You know, I mean, as much as anything, it's just, to me, a sign of how our pitching program has just moved forward, and these guys have moved forward. So, you know, it's a lot of credit to DJ and to Lee, and then obviously the pitchers who have really, you know, are the guys that have taken a big step forward for us this year and put us, you know, really helped put us in this position. Yeah, I mean, he was really good. He was really efficient, like you said. Fielded his position well. We're going to go bowling after the game in his honor with all his underhand throws. So he was great. You know, he was great. He got, you know, his kind of the idea was to me get through that lineup two times, and he has that ability to be really efficient and get kind of early swing. So he did that. He made a big pitch in the first inning. First and second to stop a rally with two outs, and then anyways, I thought he was excellent as moving forward.
Brent Suter picks up the win, going 5 scoreless innings, striking out 4. He spoke after the game.
Yeah, for sure. Changeup was big time for me tonight. I was able to throw that in any count. Steve and I had a great chemistry going back there. I only shook him, I think, once, and I agreed with every single call he made besides that one, and that was just because I was feeling fastball on that one. But yeah, we had a great chemistry going back there. Changeup was a big pitch, and defense played great. I mean, Phillips made that huge play with two guys on, with two outs, some great plays up the middle by Walker and Sogard. So yeah, big team win, and glad I was able to contribute.
Did you have a certain number of innings or pitches that you're kind of aiming for this start?
This one, I was hoping to get through 5. You know, given the last couple, I've only been able to go 3. I was hoping to go at least 5, hopefully 6 for the team. So luckily, I was able to do that.
Was that as good as you felt since the Cubs game? You know, just the entirety of the performance?
Definitely with off-speed command, that's up there. Maybe some innings here and there, like the second inning against the Nationals, I felt just about as good. But in terms of a whole outing, kind of feeling on command and on point and able to throw any pitch in any count, yeah, that was about as good as I felt since the Cup game.
So it's starting to come together now for you, it sounds like.
I hope so, yeah. We'll keep hopefully going on an incline here. But yeah, it's a huge win for the team. I think our 80th win. We're 2 back in wild card now, so we got to keep winning.
The series against the Pirates continues on Tuesday with Chase Anderson on the hill.